A new report finds that New Orleans' eviction rate is nearly double the national average. The report looked at more than 3 years of eviction court cases. It's the result of a collaboration between the Jane Place Neighborhood Sustainability Initiative, a local housing rights nonprofit, and Davida Finger, a professor of Loyola University's College of Law. Lens reporter Michael Isaacstein talked with Finger and Breonna DeDecker, the program manager at Jane Place.
In the report, you refer to evictions in New Orleans as a crisis. So what does your data show that indicates that this issue is at a crisis level?
Yeah, so what we found is that currently the New Orleans eviction rate is roughly double the national eviction rate. So the national rate is around 2.8% of renter households, and in New Orleans, it's around 5.2%. And in some neighborhoods in New Orleans, the most affected neighborhoods, we're talking about an eviction rate that's nearly four times the national average.
I want to ask how the eviction issue here ties into the broader problem of affordability and housing in New Orleans.
One of our key findings is that evictions are occurring at higher rates in neighborhoods that are colloquially considered to be, quote unquote, affordable. But rent is not affordable if you're spending more than 50% of your income per month on your housing costs. And we know that many New Orleanian renters are actually in that situation. And that leaves them very vulnerable to evictions in the case of an illness or an unexpected car repair or any sort of incidental cost, because they really are sort of existing on the razor's edge financially. So one of the things that we really urge, again, as a community land trust, Jane Place is extremely committed to permanently affordable housing. We think that the city needs to be developing more deeply affordable and more permanently affordable housing. Mm-hmm. One of the issues is there are simply not housing units affordable for the average renter household in New Orleans. And along with reforming our tenant landlord laws, we need to be expanding housing access and expanding deeply affordable housing to ensure that renters can actually stay housed when they are housed.
Mm. Davida, turning to you, the data appears to reveal a lot about the state of evictions in New Orleans, but could you fill us in on what it might be leaving out of the overall picture?
The data doesn't show why people are being evicted. To dig deeper into reasons on individual cases, you really would have to pull individual court files. And even then, the record doesn't always capture everything. One thing we know is that people are evicted, tenants are evicted when they complain about their habitability problems. Right now, a month-to-month tenant has essentially no protection from being evicted. They are entitled to just 10 days of notice before the end of the month, telling them that they need to move out. And for a tenant who's living with serious habitability problems, and I'm talking about no heat, no working plumbing, leaking sewage all over the apartment, holes in the wall, which are the kinds of things we regularly see in representing tenants, they have no recourse. It's really important in looking at this issue to remember that court evictions, evictions that go through the court, are just a tiny slice of the actual number of evictions that are happening every day extrajudicially all around the community. So the numbers we have are essentially a gross underreport on the reality of evictions every day.
Hmm. Davida, you've been working on this since 2015. Why was this an important report to produce?
What I can say is that there's increased attention on displacement and why people are being displaced within municipalities. And our hope is that by starting this work, our municipality, our city policymakers, our state lawmakers will have the empirical data that they need to carry this forward. This is really just the very beginning. There are solutions. This is not an area that's been unstudied and untouched and that we're trying to create something anew here. There's policy recommendations that we have for the municipality. There's policy recommendations that we have from the state. And we've drawn that from the experience of other jurisdictions, of other places that are having success with this.
The report is called New Orleans Eviction Geography, and it can be accessed on Jane Place's website, jpsni.org. Breonna, Davida, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks so much for having us.